GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Thank heavens the computer geeks are in our studio. From Midcoast iPhone Repair, Chris Quimby, it's good to see you again, my friend.
It's good to be here.
And look over there from Chris Downs' computer room. Chris Downs himself is in the Hizzle McNizzle. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Yeah, they're all here stretched out and waiting to go.
That's right.
It's important to stretch before going on the radio. If you got a question for the computer geeks, 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. If you want to use that newfangled text thing, you can do that into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox is open as always.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Thank heavens you're here, because we don't know what we're going to do when we lose iTunes. Do you see that they're going to set aside the iTunes platform?
Funny you should mention that.
I think
that.
They're remaking iTunes, I think, would be a better way to put it.
Yeah. Talk us off the ledge, would you, Chris Downs?
Well, on the Mac computer, when you update to iOS 13, the way I understand this, they're sort of rearranging iTunes. They're going to take away the name iTunes. They're going to replace it with, I think, music. You're also going to have TV. And you're going to sync your iPod, your iPhone via the Finder rather than with iTunes. If you use a Windows computer, you're still going to have iTunes. There's no replacement on a Windows computer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's no need to panic, because they're just rearranging things that computer companies like to do.
Is it going to do it by itself, or do I have to hire someone?
You're going to have to hire me at great expense.
Lob the softball, hit it out of the park.
Right out of the park.
Well, I'll be happy to help.
Well, we're all creatures of habit. For the last 20 years, we've been watching and listening to music, and podcasts, and movies, iTunes. I know, at birthdays, the first thing I'll say to a kid, you want an iTunes card?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
so
a new one.
The easy birthday present is to go buy a $50 iTunes card.
It will be interesting to see how they rename things like that. I mean, is it going to be a music card now?
They're going to do it through the music app, they say.
Yeah.
I use iTunes pretty heavily. I have a Windows-based work environment, even though I work on Mac mobile devices. But iTunes is super handy when people come in and they've locked themselves out of their device. I can use that to restore the device, or I'll do backups of their iPhones on my system and then restore if they buy a new phone with that backup. So I was a little concerned when I first saw that, like, oh no, am I not going to be able to do this? But yeah, it'll still be available.
The elephant in the room.
There's an elephant in the room.
The elephant is this a way that they can make more money from us?
Oh, it's all about making your money.
No, I look at Mac as more of a ministry. I think they're concerned for just the betterment of mankind. They have to make a little bit of money, because there's operating expenses and toilet paper for their bathrooms and whatnot.
Sarcasm filter. Active.
Let me turn that on. I don't know what's happened. 1-800-966-1039. Back to my serious question. Is it going to do it by itself? Everything that I have on my existing iTunes, is it going to automatically transfer over to this Apple Music? If it looks like the Apple TV app, which came with the latest upgrade, it's got the little Apple and the word TV. I'm guessing this Apple, maybe it looks the same. Is it going to transfer automatically, or am I going to have to jump through some flaming hoops?
That we're going to have to learn as it goes. Nothing's going to happen until you update your device, your phone or your Mac computer.
To 13.
Once you update, I'm sure they're going to tell us it's all going to be slick and smooth, but as we've all learned over time, a lot of updates are not slick and smooth at all.
And what we know right now is, wouldn't you say it's basically kind of just like leaked information? There's nothing substantive out there?
No, I think Apple's actually come out with this.
Oh, okay. Well, I just found out with a link that you sent me this morning. So. Yeah.
Well, the iTunes store is going to stay open. That's what they say.
Yeah, so they're just going to rename it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can access your iTunes library inside the Apple Music app. So No problem so far, right? No harm, no gain.
Yeah.
Unless that day comes and you open up, and here's an example on mine. I use my music for teaching at my gym class, and I have all of these playlists, which I've set up with my own 45 seconds of silence between tracks for the people in the gym to change their weights. I'm wondering, and I'm hoping, that these playlists my songs that I own, my songs that I've imported myself off my old CDs. Kids, ask your parents what those are. Whether all of that is going to transfer over, or whether I'm going to have to dig out of the closet my old CDs and then re-import them with a portable disk drive into my Mac.
I don't remember if we've spoken about this before, and if this is even germane to what we're talking about, but I know, like, for example, if you ripped music off CDs, like you said, to have in your library on your computer.
Legally purchased CDs, by the way.
Right. When you do, you sync your device so that those are on your device, which it sounds like I'm where you are right now, right? Mentally.
Spot on.
If you back up your stuff into the cloud, for instance, and then you restore with that backup, if you had to wipe your phone, you don't get those back. That you only ever get those if you sync with the computer. This is a long-winded way to say I don't know, Rick. But if they're locally on the computer, I would think there'd be some way. But we'll find out.
My best advice with any update, especially a major one like this is probably going to be, is back up your device.
Mm.
Well, first of all, drag your feet. I don't jump on updates right off. I let the other million people figure out the problems before I get onto it. Back up your device, then do the update and find out. If you're happy, you're happy. If not, you might be able to go restore to your backup and wait till they figure things out better.
Mm-hmm. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's Chris and Chris, the computer geeks in our studio. What's your question about your computer or your smart device that might be outsmarting you?
Oh, I guess I just a comment on your comment about the legally purchased CDs. Rick, are you legally using that music for commercial purposes?
No, I'm not. Thanks for the call, though. 1-800-966-1039.
Was that your lawyer calling in?
I don't know, but
he doesn't do disc jockey work anymore.
No, I never really have, but we'll go to the MTG text line here in a moment, see if there are any other questions coming in for the computer geek. Yeah, this person had the same fear that they thought that they were going to lose much of their music when this switch is over, or the videos that I have on my device.
I hope they improve iTunes so these questions are easier to deal with, because I have always hated iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
I have customers who say, I had a music library, I got a new device, and now I don't have all my music mm-hmm. anymore. Where'd it go? Can you move it over for me? And I know people who are really into music, like maybe you, Rick, who have spent hours in front of iTunes and want to pull their hair out because they can't get their music to sync, or they can't update their library, or something's disappeared.
Rick doesn't have much hair to pull out.
Are you kidding me?
Screening phone calls. This caller has a question about Verizon and new phones. Caller, what's your question for Chris and Chris?
I've been told that by the end of this year, I'm going to have to get a new phone because Verizon is going totally VoLTE, or voice over LTE, and I'm wondering if that's true.
Okay, so just like in the news, one has to exercise discernment to try to figure out what the truth is, because there are a lot of different quote-unquote truths out there.
Yeah.
I say all that because I have a variety of customers on a variety of subjects come in and tell me a variety of things, okay? So I don't want to say that these people that you're talking to are lying to you. I'm going to tell you one anecdote, okay? I was told by a customer that somebody at a cell phone provider told them that about their, let's say, iPhone 5S. And I went in to speak to somebody at one of those places, and they said, yeah, that's true. And I said, well, what about all these people that still have that model phone? What are they going to do? And he looked at me and said, well, we can grandfather them in. Now, this is just something. I'm not going to say which place it was, which cell phone provider, whether that's true or not. I'm always a little bit skeptical because I know there's a lot of people out there in the business to sell new phones. So I always consider that could be a variable. My answer is I don't know whether that's true. My guess would be that probably you would have reduced functionality and they wouldn't necessarily like to deal with your older equipment on a newer system, because that just sometimes isn't easy and feasible to do. But I don't know whether or not you cannot use certain phones on that system. So that's just my opinion.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of VoLTE or voice over LTE, and I just wondered about your thoughts about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, like I know for me, I'm a hardware repair guy, and I try to stay in my lane. This is more stuff that I've heard as a consumer by virtue of what I do for work. So I just want to be careful to say it. It's just my opinion and things I've heard, with my ear to the ground. But I don't want to sound like I'm an authority on that.
All right, best of luck, caller, to you. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, you're on with Chris Downs of Chris Downs Computer Room and Chris Quimby of Midcoast iPhone Repair. What's your question for the computer geeks, caller?
You could have the answer to something that's been plaguing me for the last several years now, and this is going to sound ignorant, but I just don't know how you obtain music. I love music. Used to buy cassettes, long playing records, and then cassettes, and then CDs. And when CDs went by the wayside and it turned onto computers or phones, I have a phone, I just don't have a clue how you obtain music. How do you even go about it? I haven't bought any music in years just because don't know how to even start.
Okay. Hang on a second. Are you, what do you have for a device at home? Do you have a computer, a Windows-based computer or a Mac-based computer?
iPhone 8.
You have an iPhone 8. All right. Very simple point here then. How does he... find music and download it onto his phone so he might enjoy it?
Ask 10 people, get 10 different responses. That's my first response.
Okay.
But you're asking me. I'll tell you what I do. I have an app called Spotify. This might not be something that you want to do if you're in the older generation, like my dad, who's used to having like vinyl in his hands or tapes in his hands, and he owns them and that's important to him. It isn't so much with me. So Spotify, I pay, I think, $15.99 a month.
Are you premium?
Yeah. So me, both of my adult children and my wife can each have accounts totally legally under that family premium membership. They essentially have just about every song you'd want on there. I think there's a few artists that might not. Mm-hmm. And you can make your own playlists. You can download the stuff locally. You can skip stuff.
You can skip if you're premium without risking an ad coming
right
up.
Yep. Exactly. So I've made my own playlist for, like, I want to listen to different music when I'm at the gym. I have a playlist for when I'm at Midcoast iPhone Repair, a playlist for when I just want to chill around the house. Mm-hmm. It seriously has everything. Right. So I really like that, if you don't mind not actually physically owning the music.
Yeah, there's a lot of services like that.
Here's my only question with that is, okay, so in the past, you buy a CD, I got a CD player in the house, mm-hmm. you go out into the truck, and you got a CD player in that, mm-hmm. and so with this, how would you go from place to place? I mean, can you only listen to it over the phone, which
nope.
has, not the greatest speakers in the world versus ones you'd have in your vehicle or anything?
First of all, it's not a stupid question. I appreciate you. Most of my customers don't know much about phones, and they all think they're the only ones that don't know about phones. But yeah, you can interface this a variety of different ways. Like when I have my phone in my car, it depends on what car you have and your setup, but you can either connect your phone through Bluetooth to the radio system. You can put a headphone jack in there that interfaces. Mine interfaces right through USB, and it sounds crystal clear coming through there. Mm-hmm. And it will use your data plan. I don't know how much data you have per month, but it will use your data plan, or while you're on Wi-Fi in your house, you have the option of actually downloading these songs locally if you have enough space on your phone so that it doesn't use your data while you're out and about.
Now, Chris Downs, you started to...
That's a lot to digest, but at least it gets me started down the road.
Well, at the end, I want Chris Downs to have a chance to chime in here, but at the end of our segment here, they give our contact information, and if you wanted to email us or call either of us with more information after the show, we'd be happy to help you.
Yeah, Chris Downs, what insight do you have for the listener?
I was just going to say there's a lot of services like Spotify. If you happen to already be an Amazon Prime member, Amazon puts out music, mm-hmm. but I understand how you feel. Is there still a Bull Moose Music where you can actually go buy physical music?
Yes, there is.
But the caller had a good point. He may not have a CD player in his truck anymore, so there's that gap. They're forcing us to move ahead whether we want to or not sometimes.
They. Kicking us. We're kicking and screaming and dragging us into the 22nd century. Well, caller, best of luck to you.
Yeah, I like Spotify a lot. I use it in the gym a lot. I've got several. I have too many. I don't have to have what I have.
What song most hypes you up at the gym, George? Is there one song right now that just gets your testosterone level through the roof?
I put on big band music a lot when I'm in the gym.
Glenn Miller does it for you.
No. I put on more Swing music, I think, probably.
I put on 103.9.
God bless you, man. That's Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room with the correct answer. Also, Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair here. We got text messages in for the two of you, and we're going to read those to you next on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.